Dear friends, the season of Lent we have begun on Ash Wednesday, which lasts for 40 days. When we look into the Old Testament, the people of Israel traveled through desert for 40 years. Jesus, after his baptism, has gone to wilderness for 40 days. And now, in this season, again, we are given 40 days as well. There is a correlation between all these three. These are the days for renewal and the purification. The season of Lent provides us an opportunity to prepare our hearts for the resurrection of Jesus and to shed off spiritually tired and weak skin to wear more durable one for our journey during this season. Therefore, the church invites us to renew our covenant and relationship with God during this sacred season. Our first reading today recounts the unconditional covenant between God and Noah, that is, between God and humanity. After the flood, God promised humanity that he would never again destroy all life on earth with a flood. God gave a rainbow as a sign of the covenant, and a promise that the entire world would never be flooding again. One exciting thing about this covenant is that we share in it. Another exciting thing about this is that we still experience rainbow, the visible sign of this covenant, even in our own time. Therefore, this season of grace, God offers us another occasion to renew our commitment to our covenant with him through Jesus Christ, who is the new covenant. The renewal must come from our sincere hearts rather than our lips. In the second reading, St. Peter reminds us of God's new covenant with us through Christ. Jesus paid a great price to restore us to God. He did this by opening the spring of baptism, through which we were purified and restored to God. At the baptism, the original sin and all other sins were washed away. That is a symbol where we entered into a covenant with God, that he is going to be our God and we are going to be his people. From there on, we start living our discipleship with him. And that is what is the covenant is all about. And this is the renewal of the covenant on God's part. But as all those people who were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ have also taken part in this new covenant, each year our Mother Church provides us an opportunity to reflect upon this covenant and renew our commitment to this covenant during this season of Lent or the season of grace. St. Paul told us on Ash Wednesday in the letter to Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 2. Do not neglect the grace of God that you have received. Now is the favorable time, the day of salvation. Yes, dear friends, these are the 40 days that we need to take it seriously, renew our hearts, convert ourselves to live in the presence of God. When we live in the presence of God, then we are given the Spirit. That Spirit can really lead us to our mission. Our mission is to live as His disciples. Our mission is to bring joy to the people whom we meet every day of our lives. Our mission is to proclaim the Word of God through our actions and through our way of life. Our gospel briefly narrates the ordeal of Jesus and the sacrifice He made in order to prepare Himself for His mission and journey, to be a worthy lamb for the renewal of God's covenant with His people. Jesus was tested, as Peter says very clearly in his book, chapter 1, verse 7. As gold is tested by fire, so shall your faith be. Therefore, today's gospel reminds us that Christ was tested in the wilderness, and because of that, He had temptations. And in those temptations, He really had to battle with. He battled and finally won the victory. Every day of our lives, the devil also tempts us in different ways. Continually, those temptations will be in our hearts, in our minds as well. Especially during this sacred season, when we really want to come a step closer to God, all the more the devil will try to trap us and also tempt us. And this should not make us afraid or discouraged, because the Holy Spirit who helped Christ is always available to help us as well. As we prepare to renew our covenant with God, we must persist in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as Jesus did. We must ask God to grant us the strength to endure until the end of our ordeal as Christ has done. We must also ask the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with humility, courage, and patience during this season. Finally, we must be ready to identify all that makes it difficult for us to keep our covenant with God. As the gospel says, today the time has come. Repent and believe in the gospel. Therefore, let us sincerely make use of these 40 days, the season of renewal, the season of grace, to ask God for the forgiveness for all the times that we have not been faithful to the covenant that we have made at our very baptism. As we prepare to renew our commitment to this covenant, let us continue to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be faithful to that covenant, so that you and I can be a true reflection and the face of Christ in this world.